The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be lumber one.
Well, a high school theater production next weekend and happening a little differently, like just about everything else this year. We're talking about Roseburg High School's theater program and Christina Maroney, theater director, on Good Morning.
Good morning.
So talk about what you're doing next weekend.
Yeah, so we're doing a show that has been rehearsed and recorded entirely online on the Zoom platform specifically. It's called Bad Auditions on Camera. So once I knew that even if we came back in person anytime soon, we weren't going to be able to rehearse together because students would be split into groups for safety, I wanted to make sure we could still make theater happen for all of our kids. So I started looking at shows that can be done online, and this was one that was recently redesigned from a normal stage show into a show that's intended to be done over Zoom. So that has been the first project of the year we've been working on.
Wow. I'd say, I mean, and that's probably a lot of work in just a very different way.
Yes. I took a bunch of training online this summer about how to teach and direct theater online. And the great thing about theater makers is they're creative people by nature. And so lots of folks are trying to figure out how can we keep making theater happen. So more and more options are popping up for directors like people in my position where we need shows that we can do online.
So how did you get how did you figure out the cast for this?
Well, what I did is auditions, typically we have people come in, fill out an audition form, and then run through some scenes from the show. So instead, this time, I put my audition form online and had people fill it out, and then I had them submit a video audition. So I pulled some different monologues from the show, so short excerpts, essentially, and had them record themselves and send that to me so I could use that as a baseline.
Wow. And how long was that process?
The actual process for auditions took the normal amount of time. Rather than have people come in on one certain day, I gave them a window of a week to 2 weeks to submit their audition so they could be ready to go. And then once I got the audition forms in and saw the videos, I was able to make my decisions.
Wow.
So it didn't take much longer than normal once I knew what my plan was going to be.
So Bad Auditions on Camera, tell us a little bit about the story.
It's so fun and silly. It's about this casting director and his assistant who work for a major network on TV, and they have to replace a lawyer on this crime-style show, and they have to replace them that day. So the assistant is trying to bring in all of these different actors to audition for the role. The premise behind making it online is that the casting director is on set in Indiana. So even though he would normally want to meet them in person, he only has the option of meeting them over this conferencing platform. So that's why we use Zoom. And all of the actors have their own very odd quirks, and they're all really bad in their own ways, but it's intentional. And then the endings actually change depending on the performance. So there are 11 alternate endings depending on which person gets the part. And so for our performances, each performance is going to have a different ending. So even if you watched all three performances, the show would be slightly different each time.
Wow. And that's not an option, obviously, that you normally get in a live theater production at all.
Right, right. It's pretty rare.
Well, interesting. So when you rehearse this, with Zoom, talk about what the process was like. I mean, did you kind of rehearse with, just kind of explain how it went?
Sure. So normally when we rehearse, I would create a rehearsal calendar, and then my actors show up on the days they're assigned to be there, and we go through and block the show. So we figure out movements, we figure out how they're responding to each other with their lines. But this time, because it's designed to be done over Zoom, we met in the Zoom conference platform. And so acting on camera is a totally different skill set than acting on stage, because you have to consider where are you looking. And if you're looking at the camera, then it's a strange thing because humans are drawn to, you know, movement. So they want to be looking at the screen where the person is. So just retraining actors definitely takes some time there. But otherwise, it's pretty similar. I would sit back with my camera off and give them direction, and they would run the scene until we felt good about it.
So when you are watching it, then are you looking at one screen, or are you looking at, does it go between different screens on Zoom? Well, actually, it's not on Zoom. It's on Broadway on demand. So how does it look to watch it?
So it looks like you're sitting in on a Zoom call. So it's very pertinent to our time right now. And so basically what we're doing, because not everybody has the same quality of Wi-Fi internet at their house, You could potentially do this show live, but because I didn't want any of my actors stressing about, you know, lag or dropping out, we decided to pre-record it. And so what it looks like is essentially you see these two people having a Zoom call, and then, you know, the casting director is on the whole time, but it cycles through who the actors are that are auditioning. So you'll see 1 to 3 people on at any given time.
What was the students' response to doing it this way?
They were excited to be able to make theater, honestly. You know, it's a different set of skills. It's, you know, a lot of terrible things have come out of this whole situation this year. But one of the nice things is people have found different and new ways to be creative. And so I think they've really embraced that because it's an area that they wouldn't necessarily get to study in theater unless they had to, like we do now.
So obviously you didn't really have a lot of alternatives either in terms of doing something else for a production.
Right, right.
Interesting. Well, talk about when people can see it, how they get connected up and all of that.
It's going to be running for 3 performances, and they are scheduled time, so it would be just like if you were coming to see a show in person. So Friday and Saturday night next weekend, it's going to be running at 7 p.m., and then Sunday, it's going to be at 2 p.m., so it's our first Sunday matinee. And one of the special things going on is Friday night right after the show at 8 o'clock. The show's about 45 minutes. So the show starts at 7, and then at 8 o'clock, we're going to be doing a YouTube live stream question and answer session with the cast and crew. It's something that I started doing a year or so ago, and it's been really nice to give younger kids and just community members the opportunity to ask questions and see what it's like in the backstage elements. And so we're going to be doing something similar. So if people log on to the YouTube live stream, they can type in questions in the live chat. And so our actors will actually respond to them in real time.
And what is needed to get a Broadway On Demand account?
It's free and it's fast. You don't need to put in any credit card information because this show is free. That's another thing I'm excited about because we all need entertainment and we could all use free right now. So if you go to my website, rhsdrama.com, you can see all the information. It's also posted around on Facebook and it's posted on the KQEN website. So you can follow the links there directly. It doesn't take very long to make an account on Broadway On Demand, but you do have to do it ahead of time. And because the streamings are scheduled for starting at the exact time listed, make sure to do it early. I would hate for somebody to try and log onto the website at 6:59, but then have to make an account because then they're going to miss the first part of the show.
Very interesting. Again, it's called Bad Auditions on Camera, Roseburg High School Theater, recorded, rehearsed, and done over Zoom and played back on Broadway On Demand. Pretty fascinating stuff. Christina Moroni, anything else people ought to know?
Come and see it. Support theater. It's so hard to find opportunities for making art right now, and so I would love to see people coming out and supporting for free the opportunity that these kids have to do that.
All right. Thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thank you.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.